the mind is a muscle, Bill.
And mind is a muscle.
You have to exercise it. And right now we're going to do not arm wrestling, but mind wrestling with the world's foremost mentalist and purveyor of mind games, Mark Salem.
Hey,
hi, Mark.
Guys.
How are you?
Mark?
How are you
doing?
Nice to see you. Thank you for coming.
It's wonderful to be here.
I wish you would have gotten into my mind and told me that your Mark Salem's Mind Over Chicago at the Apollo Theater is not running through this Sunday. It's been extended through April 10th.
I did, but you weren't listening.
Congratulations.
See, one things we have to do is attend. There's so many things going on around us that focus has become very, very difficult. I love radio over TV because you could really focus on two things simultaneously. But TV, you can't. I mean, it really pulls your eye. And that's a shame. I think that the video games are the worst.
Well, it's video games and it's texting and it's twittering.
Yeah. Well, I worked for the Surgeon General. I did the studies of the effects of violence on television. I was at Sesame Street for 20 years as a director of research. I'm primarily a psychologist and reader of nonverbal cues. What I do is an occult. It's not supernatural.
Yeah.
But I'm a college professor who has a career that ended up on Broadway and now here at the Apollo. And I'm just on for the ride.
You are amazing. We were talking off the air. I believe in psychic ability. You are not a psychic. I'm not
Correct.
Saying you are. But I believe in what you do, and it's pretty amazing. Explain.
It is amazing, but I don't think psychics necessarily. Now, I don't know what the word psychic means. Does it mean someone who could look at somebody and know what they're thinking? Well, that's what nonverbal behavior is all about. Does it mean they have a sixth sense? Well, we really have like 27 senses. I mean, my sixth sense is my sense of humor. So, I mean, it really doesn't...
Your sixth sense or your sixth sense?
Yes, together. They walk hand in hand depending on what you want to hear. But that's the point. We see and hear what we want to see and hear. We're very selective as human beings, what we attend to, what we pay attention to. And we more likely pay attention to things that we agree with than we disagree with, which is why so many people see the political action going on right now as their person is winning.
I just want to say real quickly, when you came in and I was sitting with my arms crossed and I realized that meant that I was closed up. So I don't know if you saw me. My thought bubble said, hey, you know, you need to be more approachable. So you make me nervous with
don't
my
be
body
nervous
language.
Because, again, body language is contextual. It could also mean you're cold. You see, that's the point. It's like the letter A means nothing by itself. It only means something in relationship to B, C, D, E, the rest of the alphabet. So body language is a language where single things don't mean anything. It's a packet of signals. Everything together means something.
So how do you turn, if you have the ability to read people, how does this translate to what people will see you do on stage?
Well, we have a part where people intentionally lie to me, and I talk about what their body behavior has told me, and I work for the TSA, the FBI, the CIA. Just completed work in Logan Airport and interrogations. I do a lot of this stuff, but the stage is not a academic classroom, and therefore it's my playground, and the mind is my playground. So it translates into what I call mind games.
Yeah.
Now, games aren't just fun, but they're also strategies.
Right. Right?
Like war games. I mean,
chess.
Those aren't necessarily... Yeah, okay. And so the show also is a strategic way of thinking, but it's mostly it's very, very funny. I mean, that's what people don't understand. They leave and they say, boy, that was... And nobody's embarrassed or humiliated. It's for the full family. I'm sorry, man.
I want to see
that?
People embarrassed and humiliated.
Come to my living room. We'll take care of you.
All right, good.
If you want tickets to see Mark Salem's Mind Over Chicago, you can go to apollochicago.com. You can also go to his website, markwithacsalem.com. Bill was a former stand-up comic, and how many times...
Who wasn't?
...did people... I haven't been.
Well, you're...
Not yet.
Have you been a waitress?
No.
What
I've been in radio for 30 years.
That's like being a waiter.
Kind of.
Yeah, you sit and you wait.
I don't have trays, I have platters.
Yeah, I get it. Discs.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Bill, you being in stand-up comedy, everyone would meet you and go, say something funny.
Right.
I want to say to Mark Salem, give us a mind game.
I'm prepared.
All right. What do we do?
All right. We'll start with you.
Okay.
Bill.
Bill, what I want you to... Well, you could both do this simultaneously. So,
all right.
Do you have a book here?
Just
in case we brought one, I mean.
I have a book.
Okay, great.
I bought a new book.
What'd you buy? Let's see.
I can't reach.
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Shut
Wendy.
Up, Bill.
That's racy.
The life-changing magic of tidying up.
Yep.
Is she a messy person?
Oh, me? God, yes. My clutter has clutter.
Wendy's mentioned in the book, Mark.
Oh, is she?
Several times, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. First thing we're going to do is, I'll work with you both together, okay?
Okay.
I also got a case of intuition here. First thing we'll do with Bill, say stop at any point.
Stop.
Okay, that's page 50. Turn to page 50 in your book. Bill, you take this one in the meantime.
All right.
All right, I'm on page 50.
All right. Look at the first couple words. Have you done that? Don't say anything to me aloud.
Uh-huh.
Now look at my forehead. Pick one of those words. Have
Got
you done
it.
That?
Yep.
Okay. Do not make any motions to help me. I'm just going to run through the alphabet to get the first letter to your word you're thinking of. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Am I supposed to stop you when you say
No.
Okay.
No. A, B, C, D, E, F. It's D.
D.
Is
okay,
it?
Yeah, the lower eyelids really went up a little bit. I mean, it's very, very difficult to control the nonverbal information.
Am I trying to hide that it's not D?
The more
and
you
I
try to hide it, the easier it is. I mean, keep that in mind.
Can I just show Bill what the word is?
Let me keep going. Well, open that book to any page two, Bill. I am freaking out
and yet loving it. Is that good?
Oh, by the way, happy Purim, everybody.
Happy Purim, everybody.
Happy Purim, everybody. We have a special Purim show Thursday night.
Purim if you got
it. It's like Mardi Gras. I know.
It is like
Mardi Gras. Amen to you.
It is like Mardi Gras.
It is.
Yeah, it
oh,
is.
Yeah. It's, I know. It's
all right, back to the mind game.
You know? Okay, pick a tough word, a big word from either of the pages you're looking at.
I've got a tough word, yes.
Okay. Shut the book.
All right.
See your second letter, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. It's an I. Is that correct?
Holy, almost swore.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Look at Bill. Try to get his next letter.
What do I do to get his next letter?
You're going to cycle through the letters, right?
Take a guess.
Of what his letter is?
Yes.
For his word?
Yes.
P.
Is
no.
it a P?
No. No.
What's your first letter?
G.
You're not even close.
Wow, Wendy.
Well,
you should
not
be a mentalist.
I'm a mentalist.
I wouldn't go to see Wendy perform her mental tricks. I would see you, Mark, but not Wendy. Not after that.
He's looking at Bill.
Lovingly.
No, he's not.
It's the only way to look at me.
Is that what your family tells you?
Yes.
I've written some predictions down here.
Will it mess you up if we take a break?
No.
Okay. I'm so excited. This is like the most fun I've had with my clothes on in a very long time.
That says a lot, Mark. I know you don't know Wendy, but believe me, that says a lot.
He's Mark Salem. It's Mark Salem's Mind Over Chicago.
I've
got the book.
Running at the Apollo Theater, extended through April 10th. If you want tickets, you can go to apollochicago.com. Quick break, and then we're going to be amazed and wowed when we return with Mark Salem, 720 WGN. We're talking to Mark Salem, the world's foremost mentalist and purveyor of mind games. Someone texted and wanted to know if we're interviewing Dustin Hoffman, because you sound like Dustin Hoffman, according to a listener.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I wish.
Mark will be at
I have much less hair.
The Apollo Theater.
And I'm a woman.
Through April 10th. Now, if you've just joined us, we're in the middle of something. I turned to a random page, page 50 of a book that I purchased myself.
And I'm away from you. I mean, I haven't come near you during the break.
No, we haven't discussed any of this during the break.
Right.
Although I noticed you gave Bill something.
Yes.
He gave me a card, a prediction card.
Yes.
All right.
I've not looked at it.
Okay.
And Mark is in the process of
And
figuring
you also
out.
Chose a word at random, again, totally at random.
Right.
There's must be thousands of words in that book.
I flipped to a random page, and you said pick a more difficult word, and I did.
And I'm on a word that you got two letters of so far.
All right. What were the letters? They were D.
And I.
I. So it must be S. Is it desire?
No.
It's not digest.
Desire is D-E.
Oh.
This isn't a spelling game.
So much for the commercial break.
All right.
D-I?
Mm-hmm.
What's after the I?
I'm not going to tell you. You're supposed to tell me.
Yeah. Well, let me... I got it.
Mark is now sketching Wendy and I.
All right.
With charcoal.
All right. Well, this makes fascinating radio, I'm sure. let me just try you for
okay,
one
sure.
second. Okay,
sure. Yeah.
See your word.
I see it.
Do me a favor. Pick any word from the book. I got the first letters. Let me try to get something else. I did get the first two letters. Could you visualize this as an object?
No.
Try to pick a word that you could visualize. Could you visualize yours as
I
an
can,
object?
I can, yes.
Okay. All right.
I can't find a word.
It's your book.
I haven't read it yet.
You know how
obviously.
Books are. Hardly any
okay,
words.
Okay, pick any word. Pick any word.
And I get away with the first word? Because you may have guessed the third letter, but guessed the wrong word. I don't want to confuse you. I've ruined his whole mentalist
You've already trick. Confused me.
I know. Okay.
A word you
okay,
could visualize.
I've got my prediction. Okay, I've got my prediction. I've got it before you picked your word. You got your word?
Yeah.
What is it?
My new word?
Yeah.
Campaign.
What was the old one?
Well, you're supposed to tell me. Distress.
And what did I say?
Desire.
Same thing.
It is the same thing, Wendy.
No.
No, I got both ones. I did get both
You
ones.
Did?
Yeah.
But Mark is handing Wendy a piece of paper.
You need longer hours.
And it's a bill. He's charging Wendy $75.
Campaign and distress were written down.
What?
But campaign distress usually is tied in directly with desire.
So does Circle get the square, Charlie Weaver?
During the Clinton campaign, that was the entire thing. Distress, campaign, and desire.
And cigar.
Hey, it's your radio show. Do what you want.
Now, what about mine?
All right. First letter was G, you said before?
The first letter of the word is G.
All right.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did say that. I told you that already.
Yeah.
I did tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were trying to trick me.
Yeah, I'm trying to trick
He's playing mind games with you, Bill.
All right.
Okay. He's Mark Salem.
Okay, could you see an image of this?
I am currently envisioning the word, yes.
Okay. I'm getting a A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R. It's an R.
It is.
See the next letter. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Yeah, it's what I thought it was. It's an A.
It is A.
What is the word you're thinking of?
The word, now can I tell you the whole word? Are you good with that?
Yeah.
It's graveyard.
Yeah, turn over the card I had given you during the commercial break. It's a
Mark
drawing
has
of what?
Drawn pictures of tombstones as
All
if
right,
it was
I
a
am
graveyard.
Completely freaked out. Although those could be, you know.
It could be two McDonald's next to each other.
Yeah, and it could be sombreros.
It could be sombreros. But
How
I would say
it?
To you that that sir is a graveyard right there.
Yeah, of course it's a graveyard.
Well, that's not bad.
I don't draw random
that's
pictures.
That's not
well,
bad.
You gave him that card.
During the commercial break.
I am just blown away by this, whatever it is that you have.
But well, could you and I be in cahoots?
Cahoots.
Well, maybe me and her are in cahoots,
oh,
too.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Maybe you two are in cahoots.
No, we're not.
Yeah, sure. I love conspiracy theories. But the simple answer is that we are guided in a lot of simple ways. Let me do something, and I'll explain this to you and to the audience to kind of explain how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Only have a couple minutes here.
I understand, but this is for your audience, not for you. But I want you. I have here the numbers 1 to 4. I want you both to think of a number. Think of a number, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, audience. I have written the numbers 1 to 4. Think of a number. Okay, the number that I'm trying to project, and then I'll explain it, is the number 3.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get?
4.
What do you get?
2.
Okay, so you're both non-logical thinkers.
Thank you.
It's okay, because you have other things on your mind.
Right.
See, I like
basically,
that.
No,
That's
no.
A compliment.
Basically, I said pick a number 1 to 4.
Yeah.
Which already put 3 digits in your mind. 1, 2, and 4.
1, 2, 4.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mind abhors a vacuum. So I would assume most of your listeners... See, you guys weren't really listening. You were merely looking. I know that because you're radio guys. You never listen. You listen all day long. So
but
your
you could
eyes
have said the average of Wendy's choice and my choice is three.
But
the
that's
number
not
you,
true.
That's two, right.
I mean, it's always three.
Right.
Always.
A couple of texters said they picked three.
Of course they did. No, because, again, because of that way that the mind abhors that vacuum, it fills it in.
Explain this to me. A teacher in one of my high school classes, there's a class of 35 of us, and he said, pick a number between 1 and 10. He was telling us about probability, and he said, pick a number between 1 and 10 and write it down, and 30 out of the 35 kids picked either a 3 or a 7, and he had written that down. The majority of the kids would pick 3 or 7.
Well, there aren't probabilities. If I told you, think of any single number.
Yeah, between what and what?
Between one
single
and nine.
Number. So
any single number.
Right. Yeah, don't
you're not
say
logical.
Yeah. You
remember.
Think of any single number.
All right.
Okay. Have you both got one in mind?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No. Again, this is basically a my original training was statistics. Believe it or not.
Oh.
What number have you got?
Two.
And what number
7.
Have you got? Huh? You sure?
Mm-hmm. I've broken you, haven't I?
No.
On a piece of paper, Mark has written the numbers 2 and 7, which are very similar to the numbers we chose. I would say in the ballpark, certainly in the ballpark, 2 and 7. That's not bad.
It's just
better than your teacher.
Bad. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was just
a
genius.
Him. He can't teach anymore because of that.
You are amazing and an entertaining show. We don't have time to talk to Holly, but she says your show is great. She saw it. You are the world's foremost mentalist, purveyor of mind games. He's Mark Salem, Mark with a C. You can go to marksalem.com, and you can go see Mark Salem's Mind Over Chicago running through April 10th at the Apollo Theater. Go to apollochicago.com.
And special Purim tomorrow night.
Special Purim
wear
show.
Wear a costume.
Yep. Dress as Evil Haman, get 4% off.
Hey, man.
Also, your book, 6 Keys to Unlock and Empower Your Mind, that's available on Amazon
copies.
And everywhere. So thank you so much.
Nice meeting you, Mark.
I hope I didn't break you.
No, I'm afraid I broke you.
Yeah, somebody's broke.
All right. But we sell a repair kit.
Oh, good.
Good.
Amazon.
Thank you, Mark. Quick break, news and more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.